From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. As a shutdown looms, anxiety has driven bond yields up. Those yields are connected to long-term interest rates and mortgages. It's one reason mortgage rates have been rising, that and the Federal Reserve's fight against inflation. Rising mortgage rates have in turn been chilling the housing market. We learned this week the number of pending home sales fell more than 7% between July and August, more than analysts were expecting. But some in the housing business are already looking past the high rates of today and anticipating a better tomorrow. Marketplace's Justin Ho checked in with a few lenders.
Plenty of people want mortgages right now, but rising rates restrict what they can afford, says Dominic Miartin, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina.
A lot of the borrowers that would have normally qualified for $500,000-$600,000 house are migrating towards $250,000-$300,000 houses because that's simply all they can qualify for.
So competition for those homes is heating up even more. Chris Duncan is senior loan officer at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois. He says a lot of his customers are frustrated.
Customers who will come in and pre-qualify for a loan, and they're waiting around, you know, 6, 8, 10 months until a house comes on the market that they can buy.
Duncan says many homebuyers are willing to borrow at today's rates because they're betting rates will eventually fall. He says more borrowers are asking about adjustable rate mortgages.
And a lot of our borrowers are assuming that in 3 or 5 years, those interest rates are going to have come back down.
And that will all depend on how long the Federal Reserve keeps interest rates elevated. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.